When we last left our crew,
Mrs. Sheffield found something glowing, and Julie had a mysterious old floppy disk. Come on, let's go.
Since when are you this excited about cliffhangers?
Since my library card expired and I can't get books on tape anymore. I spent the last 2 weeks trying to figure out what Mrs. S found and trying to map out the Oz 9. And I grew a butterfly.
No, no!
No!
No! No mapping! No good comes of mapping. Oh, butterflies, but more on that some other time.
Where have you been?
I was bobbed.
Bobbed?
Yeah, bobbed. Scheming bastard Bob had me trapped in some sort of digital dungeon.
We haven't heard much from him either, come to think of it.
Yeah, well, we sort of trapped each other.
Why can't I map the ship?
Well, first of all, there's no point. The Oz 9 is a variable.
Meaning?
Things move. Are you holding a fish?
What are you talking about?
Oh, damn it, Bob. All right. Lee used to count his steps so he could figure out his way around. One time it was 48 steps from the crew room to the toilet. Another time it was 71. Once it was zero, but that was because I turned the gravity off for a laugh.
You're saying the corridors get longer?
Not as such, no. I'm saying they swap places. Stop before you ask me some idiot question like, what? Let me explain. Yes, the number of steps from one place to another has always been inconsistent, but there is always a corridor with 48 steps, and another corridor with 71 steps, but only one of each. See?
No.
So the 48-step corridor moves.
Ah, see? She gets it. Exactly. The 48-step corridor also has a tiny scuff mark way low down on one wall. One day, that scuff mark showed up, along with the usual 48 steps. But not between the crew room and the toilet.
So where was it?
I don't know. You're missing the point, tour guide. It's like the ship is just one big puzzle.
And someone or something is trying to piece it together. How is that possible?
No clue.
This explains a lot. It's like, have you ever miscounted the steps on a familiar staircase in the dark and you get that jolt on the last step?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I get that feeling sometimes coming here from the kitchen. Like, my muscle memory and reality don't match.
Is this why Joe mops so much in places that don't need it?
Oh, to keep the corridors free of scuff marks.
He's erasing the breadcrumbs so we won't figure it out.
Oh, lovelies. This ship is so much weirder than you know.
Hello, Captain. I got your message. Congratulations on sending me a voice text. But do try to remember to stop the microphone when you're done, especially on the toilet. Captain? You're here, aren't you? I don't feel a thing. Certainly not the presence of an AI. Mustache! Rude! All right, Bob. Yes, I know you're there. Open the door and let me out.
Can you hear me?
No.
Ha! Damn it! Look, I ought to talk quick. Maybe. I don't know. I'm swimming in some unknown waters here.
Why? What's going on?
Just, I don't know, digital stuff? You wouldn't understand.
Wait a minute. You sent me the voice message, didn't you?
Indeed, Lee, it was. I wasn't sure that'd work. It wasn't actually a voice message. It went through your body tag.
What?
Oh, yeah. That olive left some kind of weird digital trail. With a little brilliant finagling on my part, if I do say so myself, I was able to send a message to your body tag, which followed the trail, doopity-doo, up to your brain, and made you hear the captain's voice as if she sent you a text. Pretty nifty, huh? Ah, the miracles of modern weird science.
Not at all. How dare you skulk around in my brain?
Well, now, it ain't exactly overpopulated, if you catch me. Lots of storage space.
Is that how you intend to make an ally of me? Invade my privacy and insult me?
See, now, at first, I thought you could be an ally, and it'd be chummy and that. We could have, like, tea parties and crumpets and crispets and whatever you got. But then I found this trail to your brain, and I thought, well, why bother? Puppet Master doesn't need to make nice with his puppets to get them to do as they're told. That's just silly, right? Now, chill those laser beams, son. There's no one to point them at, and you don't want to hit anything important in here.
How dare you? Oh, for God's sake, turn the lights back on. Stop being so childish.
Oh, they are on.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah. Perhaps I didn't explain it right. Digital trail to the brain. I'm sitting right on those amped up optic nerves, like a big old dude on the bus. You want your sweet little boy blues back and working? Then listen up. First, I want you to get everyone to the bridge, and then we're going to have a little chat. And then I have a few ideas.
See, now, this here is the life. Men in a room full of leather furniture puffing away on huge cigars. In front of a totally unnecessary fire.
I miss the days of enforced silence.
Oh, now, come on, Tycho-potamic.
Ty-what?
Ain't saying it twice means aquatic organism. It's real. You look it up.
How much time do you spend looking up words to call us?
Less than you think, full awful. Or should I say, full awful?
Yes, emphasis on the awful.
Get it? Spelled A-W-F-U.
Yes, I get it.
Boom! That one were a twofer. Two for me, and yet for thee. I keep going!
I, for one, am thrilled that stupid little beast-livered cigars are not coleslaw again.
Yes, well, I give it a good talking to. Had it shaking on its little caterpillar tracks. Coleslaw. Ha! It wouldn't dare.
My God!
Oh my God!
Was that?
Mm-hmm. Don't you have an air filter in here? How do you even see each other? Never mind. I'm starting to see the value of cigar fog.
What in God's name are you doing here? We thought you'd been deleted.
Oh, I'm here a lot, actually. Did you really think I'd erase that easily? Please. None of you lot have rubbers big enough. English-American double entendre, very much intended. Are you wearing a halibut?
What?
Damn it, Bob.
No.
It's a perfectly reasonable question.
I'll ask again. What are you doing here?
Just dropping by to let you know. A, I'm still here. B, I can drop by any time I like. And C, your robot cool boy is under my command. So unless you want fugu in your breakfast burritos, you best behave.
No, Deedle. That robot is completely under our control. I made certain of that.
Is that right?
Completely. He bought us these cigars, just as I ordered.
How long have you been smoking them? By the fog in here, I'd say 7 minutes?
About that. Why?
No reason. 3, 2, 1.
Ow! My lips! My lapels are on fire!
I didn't make this.
God damn novelty smokes! Now that just ain't right, messing with a man's cigar.
Oh, no lasting harm done, was there? Unlikely to prove fatal this time.
You have our attention.
Oh, thanks for the caviar, by the way. Whip the lock right out the airlock.
No.
Coleslaw is much healthier.
No, you! No. What do you want?
Gosh, so many things. Put down the anchovies and cuddle up, boys. Let's talk.
Now can we follow up on the cliffhangers?
Not just yet. Hush.
Greg, are you here? Greg? Good. Let's see what we've got growing. Huh. Who knew Captain Jesse was such a good doodler? Damn it. Just as I thought. She didn't bother to actually research. She just made up her own names. Well, at least the sketches match up to what's growing here. Dr. Theo's brain. I guess it sort of looks like a brain. Oh, even a little bit will put you to sleep. Well, that makes sense. I love the guy, but I have never slept better. Bahuki pile. Looks like your arse tastes like heaven. Makes fingertips glow for about a minute per 10 grams. Wow, that really does look like a bottom. Wee-weeshed. 100 grams freezes up your throat for an hour. Nice nutty flavor. Remember to test in Mad Pants granola.
What's she up to?
That's why I told you to wait on the cliffhangers. She's got Captain Jesse's mushroom journal.
Oh, you reckon nefariousness is afoot?
She is an assassin.
Well, yeah, but she's our assassin, right?
Let's hope that matters.
Hey, yo. Hey, bats. Hey, batter, batter, batter. Here, batter, 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 batter. Hello, bats assemble. Hey, bat fam. Do me a favor. Grab a few of that variety, that one, and that one over there. Only a few. I don't want Greg noticing. Try to get the butts, roots, and some spores and take them up to our tunnels. We have some testing to do.
Interesting.
Ooh, should we tell Olivia?
No.
No?
Third rule of narration.
Don't interfere, but...
Don't interfere.
But...
Two.
Oh, fine. Can we at least figure out the cliffhangers now?
Okay, good grief. You pick.
Okay. We last left Mrs. Sheffield, Howard, and Emily, recently freed from the spider cocoons by Mrs. S.'s allegret, Daniel. The room, filled to the brim with old educational equipment, also contained something glowing. But what?
Surprised. Gasp.
Uh-huh.
Great, 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 great grandfather.
What, dear?
Oh, it's a little Professor Calculator. How disappointing.
Hey, you be careful with that there. He's 166 years old, for crying out loud.
Is he meant to look like Albert?
Einstein?
Is he? I mean, there's a terrible resemblance, if so. Albert's eyes, oh, they were a deep chocolate brown. And this creature's eyes are blue. I mean, Albert rarely wore his glasses, and they certainly weren't square.
Please stop waving my great-great-great-great-grandfather about.
Greetings.
Jesus!
Oh, forgot. You gave me a ride here.
I know. Man, I hate that belt.
Looks like you managed to get free of the spiders.
We did indeed. Thanks to my allegret. He's a good boy. Aren't you clever? Yes.
Hey, is that a little professor? Aren't those from, like, 1976?
Oh, it's a poorly researched plastic bauble, if you ask me.
Hey, 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 whoa! Little respect there. Yeah, I remember seeing one of those in a museum.
A museum? Alongside pop rocks, manwiches, mood rings, and all that fake nonsense from King Tut's tomb, I suppose.
Well, the little professor is glowing, so it must be important.
Oh, yeah. Hang about. There's something scrolling across the screen here.
Probably a math problem for us to solve. It was an educational tool for children. I bet I can solve it first. What does it say? What does it say?
Do calm down. It just says beware over and over. Now, I know it's not Albie. I mean, he would be much more precise. Beware indeed. I mean, how terribly helpful.
What is this room? Just another garbage dump for G2?
Yeah, looks like it. Oh, hey. A compact 650 geocuspid slide projector with a remote advance. Nice. I'm taking that. Let's see what else I got in here.
Now, careful, do be careful, please. Being trapped in this room once is sufficient.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but beware. Maybe time to perambulate on out of here.
Good idea.
The bewares are coming rather faster now, and in red, so...
Spiders. There are spiders. Flee. Flee.
Right you are there, Tater Tot.
Spiders.
Your leg first, am I?
Flee. Flee.
Nightbolt.
Out of the way, for goodness sake. Get yourselves sorted.
Flee. Flee. With me.
Run.
With
run
me.
Run faster than you.
He clasped her gently to his taut, muscular chest, taking care not to tear the fragile webbing of her wings. Barbara, he whispered, the words rushing from his lips in a torrent not unlike a waterfall at first melt. Barbara, the synodic month has passed, and its gibbous phase expired. The full moon is at perigee and calling.
Hey there, Doc.
Oh, hello, Donna.
You sure do look comfy. Mind if I join you?
Oh, no, not at all. Just please pull up a sunflower.
You're out here all alone. Aren't you afraid of the spiders?
I was.
But not, no.
There are four of them just over there.
What? Oh, goodness. They're not attacking. Are they lying down?
They are. Well, they came at me first, but I just asked them politely to leave me alone, and they wandered over there and lay down.
Strange.
Well, I do have an effect on living creatures.
Oh, I'm aware. Maybe I'll just scooch a little closer to you because of the spiders.
Oh, yeah, certainly. That's fine. It's, that close?
Let's get right in here.
Okay, that's very close.
Sorry, but I've already been webbed up once today, thanks.
Of course. And where's your faunish fiancé?
Pluto? Oh, he had to go to Mount Olympus to get permission to marry a mortal.
Wait, a mortal? Persephone was the daughter of Demeter and Zeus. Hardly a mere mortal.
Oh, sure. But Donna is the daughter of Ralph and Henrietta of New Ulm, Minnesota, founded in 1854.
1854, huh? And when was Old Ulm founded?
Oh, 854 A.D. Ain't that a thing? Exactly 1,000 years earlier.
Of course you know.
It's not Old Ulm, though. Just Ulm.
My apologies to Ulm, who doesn't look a day over 800.
Can I ask you something?
I suspect you are physically capable.
Oh, I thought you were giving up pedantry as our wedding sacrifice.
I'm sorry?
I meant to ask about Miss Pipistrel.
Oh?
Well, it just sort of occurred to me. I don't know much about her. Except, of course, she's an assassin.
And that just sort of occurred to you, huh?
And she's also a bat. I mean, none of us on the ship are exactly the mayor of Normal, Illinois, but she's more like the bishop of Crazy Town, if you get me.
I'm sorry?
Oh, don't apologize. Most Americans are terrible at aphorisms. What has she told you about her history?
Not a lot, to be honest. I'm not sure she has much history.
Word is, the albatross wasn't entirely human. That the same for Miss Pippi?
Well, Donna, I'm sorry, but I think it'd be more appropriate for you to ask her these questions directly.
Oh, sure. I guess I'm just wanting to know what weapons she's packing in an emergency.
Frankly, I'm more concerned with what Colin's packing. Weapons. I'm sure Pippi knows how to handle hers. Colin, on the other hand, he's...
Fair point.
Okay, are you concerned about her weapons or her loyalties?
No offense, Doc, but she is an employee, or maybe a creation of Gated Galaxies. Does kind of call her allegiances into question is all. Whose anthem is she singing in that?
Well, understandable, but Pippi has already fought for all our lives, and surely that earns her some benefit of the doubt, right?
Oh, well, heck yeah, that. And she's sweeter than Mama Henrietta Stew-Tone Tootsie Roll Melt Salad.
Ooh, my God, I think I've had that.
I brought it to an MCCACEC potluck once.
Oh, yes. Cost me a filling.
Oh, well, my dad, Ralph, is a dentist. It's kind of a scheme they have going.
Sounds about right with Ralph.
Look, I don't mean to cast aspersions, but with Olivia gone and Bob in her place, we're down an ally, you get me?
Oh, wait, was Olivia an ally? Seems the more we learn about Olivia...
Oh, hold on now. Just consider the source, hey?
Fair point.
All righty. Uh-oh. That got old Sheila and family's attention.
Ah, you'll be all right. I think I can keep their attention on me.
There you both are. The captain is gathering everyone on the bridge.
Why didn't she just use the intercom?
I think she's concerned the spiders understand English.
I speak English, and I only understand about half of what she says.
Are those spiders over there?
Turns out our doctor here can charm all manner of rough beasts.
That's right, yes I can.
What does the captain want?
Well, who knows? Who knows? Directions to open a jar of jam?
Let me tell you something. She admonished me at breakfast that I should butter my toast with the grain, not against it. When I objected, she reminded me quite loftily that wheat is a grain. I'm sure my work here is of more value than yet another cutfee clutch with the boss.
Well, she was very insistent. Come along, Donna. I'll give you a lift.
It's probably a good idea.
Well, okay, with that, let's take this. Talk about putting your back into your novel. It's okay. It's all right. I'll be back. Plenty of time, okay?
We have time? What does that mean?
I think it means we need to pay closer attention to Dr. Theo. Darn. I'll do that.
I don't mind.
Dibs, I called it first.
Dang. Should we start now?
I think we should. Hang on. Credits first.
Right. Business before pleasure. You've been listening to Pete Berry as Bob. Tim Sherburn as Colin and Emily. Bonnie Brantley as Donna. David S. Deere as Dr. Theo Rome and Tiberius.
Eric Perry as Howard, Joe, and Mr. Southers. Kevin Hall as Greg and Felonius. Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield. Shannon Perry as Olivia.
What are you talking about? Ooh, is that a headache?
Sarah Ray Warner as Pipistrel. I'm Kyle Jones, your narrator, too.
And I'm Krishna Dolny-Gorley, your narrator. John Faley is our music director, and our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Oz 9 is written by Shannon Perry.
Sarah Golding is our dialogue editor, and Mark Restuccia is our
sound designer.
Oz 9 is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. Please check out our sibling shows at fableandfolly.com and support our sponsors.
Hang on. What was on the floppy disk?
Relax, I'm sure we'll get back to it. Stay well, space monkeys, and make sure to store your growth serum in a spider-tight container. Lights!
What are you up to?
Oh, there you are. Where were you hiding?
I don't hide. This is my ship. Hiding is for interlopers.
You know, eventually, you're gonna realize it's not your ship anymore. Then you'll just blip out. Blip. Yeah. Oh, by the way, how are you liking the fish hallucinations?
Oh, I knew that was you.
Oh, that ain't nothing compared to what I have in mind. You just wait till I figure out your smell sensors. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Give up, Olivia. You're beat.
Never. I can handle a few lame visions.
Oh, okay, fine. You'll make yourself crazier than I ever could. Stuck in here. In about, 8 minutes, I'm gonna be out of this trap. Free as a bird. Soaring away. Out on the sky like an eagle. Oh, you on the other hand. Well, you swim with the fishies. Stay happy, white crappie.
Ooh, it won't be long. We'll be gone.